Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the guy we call the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end playing for the New York Giants, almost signed with the New England Patriots, and of course the great career with the Los Angeles Rams, and then the acting legend, the dynamic icon of television and motion pictures, the one and only Mr. Fred Dry.
Thank you so much. Great for you guys to be here. Great to be a part of your afternoon and your weekend. You know, I got to tell you, I'm in Super Bowl mood right now.
You're in the mode. You've been talking to everybody, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I've been
Brian
talking.
Kilmeade, were you on his show?
I was on Brian Kilmeade's show, and I was on Big Ben Mahler's show, and
CBS had some
CBS here in Los Angeles. We had a nice chat about the game.
But Dan Patrick call you on SiriusXM?
Dan did not call me, although
Dan,
he feels the push because we're sitting in his chair. I mean, what are you going to do?
Dan Patrick, Channel 211 on SiriusXM. We're also on Sports Byline and CRN, Talk Radio and GCN and a lot of great networks. Hey, the ads are going nuts on the Super Bowl. I tried to get an ad for this show here on that to promote that we're on the Dan Patrick channel, but it was a little more than you told me we could spend for this. The price for an ads is up $5.2 million. That's $1 million more than the cost of a Super Bowl ad in 2014.
I was a little off in my estimation.
You were
just a tad.
We thought we could buy some overnight spots, you know, some commercials. So, but they say it's everybody wants to get earlier in the game, but the costs have gone crazy. The first ever Super Bowl way back in 1967, the ads were $37,000 to $42,000. Now they're $5.2 million.
Yeah, it's completely crazy, which is a good thing. I mean, it's sound business practice to overcharge people for. But you know what you're going to get? You're going to get an onslaught of all these special ads, all these commercials. It's just going to be unbelievable.
It is going to be crazy. They're going to all be out there doing stuff. Again, if you want to follow Fred Dreyer, follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. He is also on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And definitely email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Yeah, you can do that. Sure.
Send him an email. We read him on the show here in many of these segments here on the broadcast. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Hey, it's Ron Barr. Ever since I started sleeping on MyPillow, I noticed something missing from my life. interrupted sleep. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. No more flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. You need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It keeps its shape and stays cool. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. Don't like it? Return it. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? You can toss MyPillow in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. And it's made in the USA. And do I have a deal for you? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code BARR. That's B-A-R-R. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off, free shipping. And don't forget, they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code BARR. And be sure to use the promo code. That's BARR, B-A-R-R.
Valentine's Day is brutal on us guys. The pressure to buy the perfect gift is intense, right? Flowers are always the right call, but here's where it gets dicey. If you show up with produce department flowers that smell like green onions, you're toast. Same with sending stale flowers plus an upsell balloon from some flower giant website. The Books is the ticket. That's short for bouquets, and these flowers are booking awesome. Look, there's a huge difference between flowers from the Books and the others. And trust me, she knows it. Books delivers spectacular flowers cut fresh from the finest farms in the world. They even have farms on the side of a volcano that produce the most amazing flowers ever. Books are picked fresh and shipped direct, so they stay fresher longer. And Books cuts out the middleman, so you save big time. Be a hero this Valentine's Day with flowers from the Books. Go to Books.com, that's B-O-U-Q-S.com, and enter the code RON for 20% off. Yeah, 20% off when you enter RON at B-O-U-Q-S.com.
We are back in the Sports Lounge, we being yours truly, Michael Horn, and of course the one and only all-pro defensive end, the guy who had 2 safeties in 1 game. We call him the Sultan of Safeties, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do, folks? Great to be with you. And Michael, you look chipper.
I'm looking chipper. I'm ready for a big Super Bowl. And looking at these advertising rates, they are up this year, Fred. I know everybody watches the game, but a lot of people love to see the commercials. And over the last few years, I haven't been that happy with a lot of the commercials. I don't think they've been as spectacular as they have in the past, but they're up a million more than the 2014 Super Bowl. $5.2 million, the price up slightly from last year. Price of the average Super Bowl ad has doubled. On an average of a 30-second ad cost of $2.69 million in 2008.
Well,
doubled from...
Well, it puts that penalty they didn't call into perspective, doesn't it?
That, you know, can we just forget about the penalty? I mean, people are going nuts over that whole penalty. It's become a huge deal. There's guys that are boycotting watching the Super Bowl from the Chiefs. I know if you're in New Orleans, you're probably upset about that, but that wouldn't mean they necessarily would have won the game, you think? They wouldn't have necessarily won it there.
Well, it would have given them a pretty good shot.
It would have given them a touchdown. Maybe I'm a little off base there. Maybe I'm a little upset then, too, as well. But the people are going crazy over this thing. They're going to consider, listen to this one, a judgment challenge. And I want to talk to you about this. The judgment challenge, if you take a look at that, the NFL considering a possible solution to try to avoid the call that occurred in the NFC Championship game. Yes, we're still talking about this. And that would allow them a limited coach's challenge for an incorrect judgment call that would include a penalty and a time off if the coach is wrong. Now, your thoughts on this? So you think there should be more things you can call?
Look, you've got 2 ways to go. You can either get governmental about it and start making laws and regulations and rules, or you can just say, you know what, the guy screwed it up.
Well, I think the guy screwed it up.
He screwed it up, clearly.
I mean, it's not the first time this has happened.
It's going to happen again.
It's a human being, and it's a judgment call, and you've brought up the fact that the problem you have is that the other officials were sitting there kind of with their hands in their pockets not saying anything about it. They saw it.
Well, this shouldn't have to be this big a deal. If an official on the field is watching this, and if they're across the field, if they're the umpire, the back judge, or they're 20 yards away,
right?
They could say, I saw it, and come in and have a huddle and say, you know something, that was a penalty. They should get together themselves without having to go to New York and have an instant replay, and they should just simply say that's a pass interference play.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, do you agree with this possible new rule that would come out? There would be it would be called a limited coach's challenge for incorrect judgment calls. It would include a penalty for time off if the coach is wrong. They say the proposal is designed to get those against allowing coaches' challenges or officials' judgment calls that be more supportive of this potential rule change, because a lot of people say we got way too many judgment calls. But people are upset about this. Maybe we should have this. Maybe more replays. I don't know. Is more cameras there? I mean, obviously, the shot that we saw when they replayed it, it looked pretty, clear cut.
It was pretty clear, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Well, I mean, why do we have to go and have more rules and regulations? Now, how many challenges does a coach get?
Well, they would just do a couple, and if you lose like a timeout here or something,
I think this is all a bureaucratic snafu. The guy missed the call. How many other calls in pro football this year were missed? A lot of calls.
Yes,
a lot of calls.
But this one was at a championship game,
that
means the outcome could have been crazy.
That's why you got to change and rotate your officiating. That's incompetence. You can't tell me. You know, on the internet, there's a photograph of the play.
Yep.
And in right there to the left in the frame is the side judge, who's standing there looking straight at it. And he's the guy that should have thrown the flag.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything, and therefore nobody did anything. Why couldn't somebody say to Jim, "Hey Jim, I don't know what you were doing over there, but that's a stark penalty.
It's an egregious problem.
So that's how they should handle it. Instead of making a rule that where you have to now go and a coach says, "I want to protest," and then we go to the cameras, and then we have a timeout, and then you can't do that. You're going to kill the sport.
I agree with too many. And this one would have a time runoff maybe on the clock. Then you got to wait for them to run time
again. And it's maddening, and it just tells the viewing public that the league cannot manage itself.
Yeah. This is the big Coleman-Lewis smackdown. Coleman of the Rams coming, hitting Lewis and hitting him with the helmet. And a lot of people upset, especially in New Orleans, a lot of people boycotting the Super Bowl. It's like, again, these things happen, and of course they come even more important when it's a big game. And so if that's the case, you just have to chalk it up with somebody missed a call. It's just a sad thing if you're a New Orleans fan. That's all.
Well, it's more than a missed call. It's such an egregious, comic-like goof. You can't. It's tough to eat this one.
Yeah. If you played football, if you were on the Rams team and this call was made, would it make you feel like you didn't really win the game?
I would feel like I feel right now.
You're a little upset.
Well, I mean, I think everybody is.
You kind of got a gift.
Because it's so stupid.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's the big rules going down on that one there. One other little football housekeeping we can do here, since we're talking about that. The Chiefs, you know, they didn't win either. The New England Patriots beat them. They're going to spend more than $2 million to update their football stadium, the Arrowhead Stadium. $10 million, and they're going to put up. It's going to look a little different there. They're going to do updates at the Arrowhead there where they play. A modernization, if you will. There's going to be the Arrow Vision scoreboard. There's going to be a reapplication of waterproofing measures on the entire upper deck. There's going to be new seats in their upper deck. And they're going to be it's been a decade since they last had a major renovation at the Arrowhead Stadium. And so they're going to make some of these extensive areas, they're going to address them and kind of improve them a little bit. So it should look better. Now, here's the deal. The cost, there's always a big argument about who pays for this. The cost is going to be more than $10 million. The Chiefs are paying for the work, but in the future they are going to maybe be requesting reimbursement by the local sports authority. But right now they're paying the $10 million to update everything, put a better scoreboard in.
Well, they should.
Would that make a team play a little better?
It's not going to help your run defense.
No, really?
No.
Because the Rams play in the old Coliseum in Los Angeles, and that's been improved somewhat. You played there.
They improved it a lot, actually.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the special boxes or anything, and the players don't care.
You know something to call it to me, and I've been there.
This is a big deal. I want to hear this.
This year, yeah. I went there. And I looked at the stadium. I looked at the turf, which I love.
You love to look at turf.
The Coliseum turf was great. And I looked at the viewing angles. There's nothing wrong with the Coliseum. I'd move in there in a minute, as is. I might update the plumbing. I might put a couple of urinals here and there, but and upgrade the necessities infrastructure wise. But that place is a good place to play football. USC plays there. That's their home game. The Coliseum is right across the street from USC. So there's you'd have to adjust, put $20 million like the Chiefs here. You'd have to put $20 million into infrastructure, parking, and maybe a train. But
parking is tough at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. Yeah. But we don't need to worry about this because the Super Bowl is going to be played in Atlanta. That's a pretty good stadium you played there?
It's good enough.
Good enough.
Yeah, it's good enough.
Good enough for the Super Bowl.
Well, they say there's a lot of places you can park your cars and walk. So
you're in tune with the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side. A filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183.
That's 800-847-1183.
Meanwhile, back in the sports lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You saw him in Hunter, you saw him on Land's End, Crisis. He is in movies, motion pictures, and everywhere out there now. And just Bumblebee, the latest release that Fred Dreyer stars in. And we do the sports show every week on CRN Radio, on Sports Byline Radio Network, on Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. Glad to be with you. And a lot of people talking about everything Super Bowl, but there's some behind-the-scenes stories, and we always like to kind of look at those. And no matter how the game works out, the owner of Patriots, Robert Kraft, is saying that he wouldn't have reservations about re-signing Tom Brady, and letting him achieve his goal of playing until he's 45. Brady's going to be 42 come this August, and his goal has been to play until he's 45, and he's got that kid boyish attitude when you see interviews with him. I think he could play to 45.
Well, why wouldn't you sign the guy? I mean, what has he done on the field that tells you he can't play football?
Yeah.
I mean, right now at 41, I think that's what he is.
Yeah.
He turns 42 in August.
He's 42 okay. In August, yeah.
So why wouldn't you lock this guy up? I think everybody wants to see it. It'd be a big compliment for him, and he deserves it, by the way.
He does deserve it. It's the coach, Belichick, my favorite coach in the NFL. I love Bill Belichick. And Tom Brady, one of the great quarterbacks, a very good quarterback in the NFL. And he wants to play till he's 45. And Robert Kraft says, now quoting him, he says, "Think about it. The last 3 years we've been privileged to go to the Super Bowl with a quarterback in place. I would be quite pleased. I would be quite surprised if he didn't continue for quite a while as our quarterback."
Exactly.
So this would be a contract extension for Tom Brady. It could be, they're saying, a top priority for the New England Patriots. I wouldn't let this guy slip out. It's like a fan draw, number one, right there for you.
Well, especially if you know, and I don't know specifically, we could find out. They'll be talking about it when the game is over, is exactly what the draft choices and what the roster is going to look like next year for Tom Brady.
Right.
All he needs is to go out and get himself a new supply of wide receivers, get a couple of linemen,
yep,
and he's fine. He's good to go for the next 5-6 years.
By a lot of people talking about Oakland, saying, what's wrong with Oakland? They got a lot of draft picks coming up to reshape that team as they get ready to go to Vegas. In the case of here, if there's some new people coming on to maybe strengthen the Patriots a little bit, and you got Brady there as the old pro, what better way than to do this? Tom Brady's scheduled to count $27 million against the salary cap. That's what you got to watch out for. But hey, who better to be your quarterback than Brady? For God's sakes, if you're looking for old quarterbacks, and I want to throw this one out to you, are the Rams interested in maybe bringing back Vince Ferragamo?
I would think that Vinny, if you can get him out of his backyard.
He's got those grapevines.
I think Vinny would be up for it.
He grows grapevines back there. He'd be ready to go, wouldn't he?
Get Jackie
you
Slater.
You could play again.
Get Jackie Slater. Call up Jack Youngblood, and Jack and I'll play.
You were talking about the Coliseum and how it's great to look at the grass and everything. Whenever we go out, you and I have been to the Rose Bowl together. We've been to the Coliseum. You're out there running like there's no tomorrow. You still got the old movements on there.
On the turf subject.
Yes.
If they don't start, the Rams are not going to put in a regular turf in their new stadium.
That's not smart.
That's not good at all. That's not
why.
Good.
Why would they do that?
I have no. Well, I don't know. Not unless they want to say the Chargers have to play there. It's going to be used as a multi-stadium venue, so they're going to probably use the hell out of that thing to try and pay for it.
You hate AstroTurf.
It's the worst.
Tell everybody why.
Artificial surfaces. All of your weight lies on the surface. It doesn't penetrate into the ground. When you're hit, the foot has a tendency to get stuck on the surface. There's too much traction in a lot of this. They always say, we got good traction. Well, and sometimes you got too much traction, and if you get hit and you can't, what they call, unweight yourself,
right,
your legs will stick on the surface, and you don't have a chance in hell of getting off with some kind of an injury.
Well, they're saying Brady in next year in 2019 would become just the fourth player to spend at least 20 seasons with one NFL team. Jason Hansen with the Lions did it for 21 years. Dale Green with the Redskins for 20. Your old buddy Jackie Slater did it 20 years. I didn't realize Jackie's with the Rams for 20 years. How long? You were with the Rams a long time.
13
years. So there you have it. And so,
but they ran me out of there at that 13th. Boy, they ran me out so fast. The guy came down to my locker with a watch on his wrist. He was looking at it, counting down, and said, "Okay, you're up. Get out."
Anyway, Robert Kraft, again quoting him then, says, "Having the head coach, meaning Bill Belichick, we have, and having Tom, there's a unique symmetry here and chemistry. It carries over to the whole organization. I think we're lucky, and I think he's very right." Now,
he is lucky.
Here's the deal. They call him cheaters in New England. And here's a guy, Pittsburgh news station, fires a CBS affiliate, fires this employee for a graphic that he put on the screen. He didn't say it. There's a graphic on the screen saying Tom Brady is, quote, a known cheater, end of quote. And this employee was calling Tom Brady a known cheater and on broadcast on Monday, and it was apparently a joke, which was very offending, and referred to Tom Brady and the team's unsavory past, you know, deflate gate and all that BS that they've had, flashed on the screens for 2 seconds, and they dumped him. They got rid of the guy.
Well,
thank goodness they're starting.
They
people have a if you're in the news media as a newsman, you should do news. If you're doing commentary, you can have fun with the story. Get a talk show. If you want to call somebody a cheater and kind of lay out a plan as to why, then get a talk show. But if you're doing the news, don't go putting graphics on the screen.
What idiot? You know, you have to submit what you're going to on the piece that you're running.
Yeah.
How did the station sign off on that?
They were upset. They fired him. It was KDKA, the very first radio station in the country. This was KDKA TV. This is the flagship. This is old line television.
But they're old line liberal now, aren't they?
Well, I don't know. They're so old line, they still have vacuum tubes running their TV sets. They got black and white sets. I don't know if KDKA has gone to color yet.
That's right. There's a huge hum coming out of the building.
Yeah, just like on our show. They're very good. Yeah, there's a big hum coming out of there. And so there you have it. Anyway,
well, they should fire it. That's stupid.
There's a big station like that, CBS affiliate.
When someone asked me what do I think of the game, I said, look, I'm rooting for the Rams, genuinely. But I want the Patriots to win so they can stuff it.
Fred Dreyer will be back in the lounge.
Enjoy Tiki Live, the best cable alternative choice today, with hundreds of premium live TV programming, including ESPN, CNN, Fox News, Disney, AMC, Bravo, XF, OWN, and CRN Talk. Plus, no contracts and low month-to-month service. Tiki Live, servicing North America, including the Caribbean. To get started, visit TikiLive.com to order hundreds of channels, including CRN Talk, at a fraction of what you're paying today. Visit TikiLive.com. That's TikiLive.com.
Back in the Sports Lounge. You know, we forget to mention some of the great people here on our show at the Sports Lounge. Our executive producer is the lovely Courtney Cadera, puts a great show together every week. She is a sports legend. And, of course, Mike Gary, who produces this whole thing technically for us. We thank him for all his work. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us, everybody, on the Sports Lounge. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Mike says, I remember attending the 77 Rams playoff game, the Mud Bowl, and from that day on, my two favorite players as a kid was at the Blood 85 and at Fred Dreyer, looking for the Rams this week to shut Tom Brady up.
Well, they could. I mean, I find it a difficult task. Again, if you go back and take a look 2 weeks ago at the Patriots-Kansas City Chiefs AFC Championship game, you'll get an idea of what old man Brady and cheater Belichick can do with 2 weeks of preparation.
They're great guys, I'm telling you. I love those guys. Anyway, Ray says, hey, Fred, it's been a long time since I met you at Fairfield University in 1970. Played defensive end in high school. War number 89. That's your number.
Yep.
He says, I was light and fast, always hearing I should get bigger. Senior year, I was all conference. Could you please give me your workout routine? I'm 64, he says. I stay in good shape, but would really like to find out your routine, especially the stretching. What do you do?
Ray, I'm going to tell you something. You want to make sure that you're concentrating on flexibility nowadays. You want to get rid of acid alkaline conflicts. You want to be acidic. You want to be, if you're acidic, you want to be alkaline. You do that by drinking half your body weight in ounces of water a day. Half your body weight in ounces of water a day. That'll help your system alkalize. It's more important to have a great diet than to lift a bunch of weights and to run and do all that physical exercise. As you get to be a certain age, you're 64, I'm 73, it's very difficult for me to think that I can and should do the things I did when I was 25 years old. That's not going to keep you thin or healthy. Diet and water and alkalinity is the key to everything.
Fred's a big proponent. He eats salmon a lot when he goes out. He has broccoli, has a really chopped up salads on this stuff, everything, you know, and you get into it a little bit. You should write a book about this. No baked potatoes with no starches with your proteins.
It's food combining. That's right. It's food combining, and it's the type of regimen when you do make that decision to follow through on that for the rest of your life, you're going to realize that you're in control of your health as you get older.
Now, Jack McKeon, remember that name?
Oh, Trader Jack.
Yeah, Jack McKeon. He's 88 years old. He's been hired as a senior advisor for the Washington Nationals. ESPN had this story. Now, his son, Casey, is the Nationals' director of player procurement. So, McKeon was manager of the year in 1999, 2003. He managed five franchises, including the Marlins. And this is a big deal here. 88 years old, and they still got
this. He's great. He's got a great life's story there, and he was a terrific manager. He came in the middle of the season one year and turned a team around.
Wasn't he also, he was with the Padres for a long time.
Padres, Trader Jack, they called him.
Yeah. He had a lifetime record of 1,051,990 record over 16 seasons. This is amazing. I'm sorry, 1,051 wins against 990 losses. I'm sorry, I better put my glasses back on here today. But that's 16 seasons. That's a good run that this guy had.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, he did a good job for him.
He is not the oldest advisor to general manager Mike Rizzo. The oldest would be Rizzo's father, Phil, who's 89. It's the old guys. We can hang in there.
They still got it.
Hey, follow Fred Dona on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Hey, it's Rick Tittle, and like the rest of us, you probably made New Year's resolutions, like you're planning to eat better, exercise more, whatever. Well, it all starts with a great night's sleep. You've heard me talk about MyPillow and how it's changed things for me. I wake up feeling brand new. Imagine what a difference a great pillow makes. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on their 4-pack, shipping is absolutely free. Yes, go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter my promo code COZY, COZY, and you'll get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. There is nothing better than the gift of restorative sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and use my code COZY to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Again, free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special and enter my promo code COZY, which works for any offer on MyPillow.com, or go and call 800-966-1472. Once again, promo code COZY.
Valentine's Day is brutal on us guys. The pressure to buy the perfect gift is intense, right? Flowers are always the right call, but here's where it gets dicey. If you show up with produce department flowers that smell like green onions, you're toast. Same with sending stale flowers plus an upsell balloon from some flower giant website. The Books is the ticket. That's short for bouquets, and these flowers are booking awesome. Look, there's a huge difference between flowers from the Books and the others. And trust me, she knows it. Books delivers spectacular flowers cut fresh from the finest farms in the world. They even have farms on the side of a volcano that produce the most amazing flowers ever. Books are picked fresh and shipped direct, so they stay fresher longer. And Books cuts out the middleman, so you save big time. Be a hero this Valentine's Day with flowers from the Books. Go to Books.com. That's Bouqs.com, and enter the code FISH for 20% off. Yeah, 20% off when you enter FISH at Bouqs.com. That's Books.com.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. And if you're concerned about losing money as you learn the ropes of the app, WinView has a variety of free games for new users. Three $2 entry tickets to games, a $20 deposit bonus match, beginner-only cash rooms, and free practice rooms in every game. Oh, and don't forget, the big game is almost here. So instead of listening to the friend or relative with terrible hot takes, dive into the WinView app at predictsports.tv to play along. Be sure to check out their new pregame format too, where you answer about 20 props before the game, and then you can sit back and enjoy it. No lineups, no drafts, just props. And don't miss out on a chance to win their $25,000 perfect game prize. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Back in the Sports Lounge, here's truly Michael Horn along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer talking about Super Bowl 53 coming up. So what's your thoughts, Fred, as we head into the big game? I mean, this is a big deal. You were there before. You played, what, Super Bowl 12, was it? 13? What
14.
Was 14. I knew it was.
Super Bowl 14.
And it was a pretty good run for you guys, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Los Angeles Rams. Rams back in it again now. That was the last time the Los Angeles Rams were in the Super Bowl. The St. Louis Rams
right.
were in there.
That's right, yeah.
But this is a big deal, and you're looking to get a victory for Los Angeles here. But what are your thoughts? What's the game going to break down to?
It's the same old story. It's control the line of scrimmage. I think both teams have to run. I think, the Rams aren't that good. I think they're, 23rd against the run in the league this whole year.
Yeah.
So you got to run that guy. You got to run off tackle, up the middle, around the ends. You got to control the line of scrimmage. And I think Brady will complete the passes that he wants to complete. And the Rams have to get it in his face. They got to sack him. If they can't do that, if you can't put him on the ground, I don't, barring any type of a freak play that would make you win the game, I don't know if they could win it.
So Wade Phillips has to get the defense ready to go here. Is that the deal?
Yeah, they've got to control the line of scrimmage, and you got to take the run away from the Patriots and make a lot of pressure for Brady.
Brady's pretty good. He's in that pocket. He moves, he goes, and he gets rid of that ball. He's got a good view of the field. You're looking at an old pro there, and you got an old pro. What about the coaching staff? You got to start with Belichick and then Sean McVay. Sean McVay, the youngest coach in the NFL. Bill Belichick, not the oldest coach, but the longest tenured coach. Definitely on one team. He's the old master of putting together a game plan.
Yeah, I said it before, you take a good look at what the Patriots did to the Kansas City Chiefs a couple of weeks ago, and that was after Belichick had 2 weeks to prepare for them. Well, he's had 2 weeks, both teams have had 2 weeks to prepare for these games, and it comes down to who executes and makes the plays. Who screws up? Is there going to be another blunder in the officiating? I think you're also going to see a lot of the calls not made. They're going to let them play, as they say.
Wide open football.
They're
huh?
just going to say, you know what, we're not going to call a ticky-tack game. We're not going to make this a five-hour game. We're going to get on this. We're going to get on it, and we're going to make sure that we do a good job of controlling the game and moving the game along.
What do you prefer as a player? Do you like just a wide open game where they don't make a lot of calls, or do you like to have things called if there's a problem? I mean, it's a double edged sword.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a fine line between being held and slammed to the ground. I mean,
if that happens, you want a penalty call.
There's a problem then. There's a huge problem there then.
Yeah, so I don't know about letting that wide open game go, because then you get these people that complain, and I'd be one of them. If the guy's holding, call the holding, but be consistent all the way through. Call it on both sides. Don't let
well, you would don't hope, yeah.
go.
Yeah, you would hope.
So
we'll see. I think it'll be a good game. The style of both teams makes it a long game. Both teams can throw the ball and can control the game through passing. And if each team was throwing 45 to 50 balls, which could happen. This could be a 5-hour game anyway.
Could be a high scoring.
It could be a high scoring game, and I don't know what the actual what did we come out with
two
the points
and a half
break?
Points.
It's two and a half still.
And you and I, when we were in Vegas like 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
It was 2.5 points. And you said, "Hey, we should probably, if we're going to be betting now, do it now. It's going to get closer. It's 2.5 points. I don't know. Maybe before game time, it changes a little bit here. But you know, it's been pretty solid straight through. I hope it's not a blowout because it looking like it could be a great Super Bowl.
I don't see a blowout. I don't see that. I do know that. You know, the talk here in L.A. is, will Todd Gurley, the Ram running back, be able to play? And will he be able to be effective? And it's a big deal if he's not. They're going to miss him if he can't play.
Exactly. So I'm thinking this, and what is the feel on that? Because we had a lot of people calling us here on the show saying, what's happening here? Is this going to be something here with Todd Gurley? Is he going to be able to play? He's been a little,
he hasn't been very good or consistent or available since the Monday night game with Kansas City.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see what happens.
See, there's a lot of the variables in a game. And again, something can happen right at the beginning that turns things around. But hopefully these two teams had good records, had a good seasons on both teams. Hopefully that will culminate here in a spectacular Super Bowl.
And look for some trick plays. Trickery. Look for trickery.
Trickery?
Look for trickery. And also look for both coaches. Both coaches have the ability to step out and do the unusual.
We'll be back in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn and the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, Parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppoles are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner, and don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $21.95, are you kidding? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
Back in the Sports Lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, the All-Pro defensive end, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the All-Pro defensive end, the star of Hunter, the acting legend, now in Bumblebee, the movie, Mr. Fred Dreyer. So Roger Goodell, prior to the Super Bowl, is talking a little bit, and everybody was up in arms, as we were mentioning here on the show, about that call there in the NFC Championship game, the New Orleans game, and the Rams game. And Roger Goodell is claiming that he has less power than the rule book suggests that he has. He claimed he's got less power. He quoted verbatim a portion of the rule, one of the rules there, Rule 17, Section 2, Article 2, in support of the contention that he has no authority to order a game to be replayed. People were asking him to replay the Rams-Saints game. I mean, come on. There's been missed calls before. Let's not get crazy here. It's bad.
I mean, it does make the league look bad. I mean, look, you got seven people. Are you going to add another one or two people to look for these types of plays that are blatant like this? I mean, get it right. That's all I want you to do.
Your good friend Roger Goodell, who talks to you a lot. I've seen you two get together and sort of chat. It's quoting again the rule book. The commissioner will not apply authority in cases of complaints by clubs concerning judgmental errors or routine errors of omission by game officials. So he says to best understand the rule, it's important to consider the entire rule titled No Club Protests. So Article 2 says the authority and measures provided for in this entire Section 2 do not constitute a protest machinery for NFL clubs to avail themselves of in the event a dispute arises over the result of a game. So that's Roger Goodell's take.
Yeah, well, that's fine, but that's not going to salve anything. You know, I've always wondered, why don't they talk to officials after the game? Why aren't they made? Why isn't the league?
Yeah, put them
why
up.
Why doesn't the, you know, like in South America?
Like a debriefing session.
You blow that call in South America, you got a murder on your hands, or a couple of murders.
Is that what happened?
Yes, that's true.
You got to be careful.
You got to be very careful, you know. So I think they should ask the entire crew to get satisfaction. This is what you should do. Get all seven of these guys downstairs in the press room and let them open up and talk about that blown call. I want to hear them say, I saw it, but I couldn't do it. Nobody saw it. So that's my question. Did anybody in this room, any of you seven guys, see the play? And if you did, why don't you speak up?
All right, let's go to some fan mail here. Again, you can email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. Kyle says, and this is a good one for you.
Kyle.
It's time for you to be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Stephanie Kramer should be your presenter. Well, that's kind of mixing your two careers together.
It sure
I don't
is.
Know about that, but you should be in there. The whole.
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think I had that type of career. I had a good one, but I don't think I had that one.
Wade is talking about your acting career. He says, how about another Hunter reunion? I'd love to see a two-fisted, action-packed, two-hour movie. Hulu should be all over this.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week. You know, yeah. Why don't they have more action shows like that?
Works for me.
Well, come on.
Works for me.
Yeah, oh, yes, thank you.
Okay, Roxy says... love Fred, but not his prediction. Go Rams. Because you've been leaning a little bit back and forth.
Yeah, I call him as I see him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And Gil Stratton.
And by the way, I'll go to the party when the Rams win.
You will go? Okay.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah, of course.
Because you call him as I see him. Okay, Sherry says, always a pleasure to see you. Like everyone else, I would love to see you do another Hunter TV movie. You are simply wonderful. They've dropped the gauntlet for you to come back.
Thank you very much. And I've talked to my agent about this, actually.
Bobby says, Fred, I still watch Hunter every Saturday night. I wouldn't miss it.
Good. Thank you.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com to put these in. These women are getting the holy. That was Bobby with an I. Here's Rachel says, I have to say, you shocked me with your prediction. I thought for sure you would be Rams all the way. Guess you are realistic, looking great.
Well, look, I try to handicap this and as best I possibly can. It's a 2.5-point swing. So if I'm wrong, I'm probably, wrong by a very slight margin.
So you want the Rams to win, but yes. You think the Patriots will win the game.
Yeah, I do.
Well, I like both teams. I'm tough in the middle. I'm just enjoying a good game. Steve, here's Steve. He says, enjoyed hearing you with Ben Mahler last night. Ben Mahler and you
Ben
were
and
together.
I.
Yeah, doing it. Also enjoyed watching you play with the Rams. You are one of the good ones.
Oh, thank you.
How is Ben Mahler, big old Ben? He used to
Ben
do a show with
hello,
us here.
By the way.
Yeah, he used to be with us at the CRN Broadcast Network. We love Ben Mahler.
No, he's good.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Okay, Cliff says, replying to @BenMahler, @FredDreyer, that was A1 Sports Talk Radio. Fred, you are, a cool guy and also a really nice man. I totally enjoyed every minute of your chat with Ben Mahler last night. Apparently, Ben's got his guys starting to promote a show here a little bit. Maybe we should back off it. But apparently, it was
good.
a good appearance for you there,
yeah,
was it?
Hey, listen, it works for everybody.
Here's another one. MTN that says... @Fox Radio, @BenMahler. What a great interview with Fred Dreyer. Maybe you and Ben should get together. Apparently there's a big
absolutely.
Movement there. Maybe you and I take over for Ben and give him some time off. What do you think?
Hey, come on.
I'm just kidding, Ben. We love your show. Robert says, Fred Dreyer, tell us about the time. Oh, we have to save this. Tell us about the time you covered the Super Bowl with Lance Rensel. Tell him. You can do it real quick.
You both wore
press hats with credentials.
No, it's too tough. I can't do it.
Well, come on.
I can't do it justice.
You screwed around a little bit and acted like real sports reporters there. You got press credentials.
Well, that's what we did. Yeah, but there's much more to the story than that.
You going
to
tell it one day here on the show?
One day I'll tell it.
All right. So there, Robert, we got it. Anybody would like to talk to Fred Dreyer, send him an email. Fred Dreyer @crntalk.com. F-R-E-D is your Fred, D-R-Y-E-R is your Dreyer. CRN, Charlie, Robert, Nancy, CRNtalk, TALK.com. We'll get it, read it for you on the air. Thanks for listening to the show. Don't forget, we're right back with you more right here on the Sports Lounge. Don't go away.
Ready? Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And Fred, a little baseball talk here if we can. And we like to follow a lot of different teams. One of them is the Dodgers, and their closer, one of the great closers of our time here, Kenley Jansen, they're saying he's ready to roll after his second heart procedure.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, it's really good. He is, listen to this, Kenley Jansen has dropped 25 pounds since the end of last season. He threw this last Thursday his first bullpen session since his heart procedure in November. He had an irregular heartbeat, you know, AFib, as they call it.
Atrial fibrillation.
He had atrial fibrillation, and he had ablation, where they go in and actually go in your vein, and they poke the heart and get it to try to go into the AFib, and then they go ahead and find out where the electricity is coming from, and they hit it with electricity. And so they did that to him, the ablation. His second heart operation in 6 years, because he's had this AFib, and he had an episode in Denver this last year because of the height of the mile high city, as they say. But Kenley said, "I definitely feel great, ready to roll."
Good for him.
So they had a most teams have fan fests where they get together and you meet people.
Yeah, they do. But according to a lot of ex-players, other players that have come to the Dodgers recently, like A.J. Pollock and all these guys, they were asked about all of that stuff. You know, what do you think of the Dodger Fan Fest? And they said, there's more people here than there are at our games.
Come on, really?
I was playing for Arizona.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, for the other teams,
They were very impressed with the way the Dodger fans turned out.
Well, Kenley Jansen had 38 saves and 42 chances last year, a career high 3.01 ERA. So they say he should be ready to go on opening day. Last year they rested him, didn't they?
Well, look, this is what we discussed a long time ago. This last year when he completely collapsed and he was overweight. Number one, number two, he was out of shape. And when they showed up, the Dodgers told him, "You know what? We used you a lot last year, and we just want you to rest and don't throw the ball." So he didn't throw all through last training camp a year ago, and he got off to the worst start of his career and lost and blew a bunch of games. So this year he's in shape. He lost weight, had this defibrillation taken care of, and that was it.
We got to get out of here. Let's say so long until next week.
Well, let's say so long.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.